Five-star offensive tackle? Check.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes. An Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off. And you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fine.
What's up? We're back. Happy Monday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, and I'm your host, Charlie Five. Back-to-back episodes talking about commits, get you fired up, and then we got some surprise visitors that we didn't know were going to come in this past weekend that showed up, big names, and some updates on them as well. But before we get started, you know we got to give a shout-out to our boy, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Two words, free and delete. You can have a free analysis of your 401k if you already got one, even if it's not with Ford Stokes. That's typically a huge value, and Ford Stokes will do it for you absolutely free. Delete. You want to delete the IRS from your retirement accounts? You got to reach out to Ford Stokes. You can find him everywhere, activewealth.com, annuity360.net. You can check out his television show at retirementresults.com, and if you live in the Huntsville, in the Columbus or Columbus, Georgia area, you can catch him on TV on Sundays. So you can find this guy anywhere. Who better to trust with your money than a fellow Auburn guy? Make a friend as well. So check him out, Ford Stokes. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Back to back shows. You cap off the weekend with a commit. You start off the weekend talking about a commit. Broderick Scholl, 5-star offensive tackle, the number 19 overall player in the country on threes rankings, goes ahead, pulls the trigger, still had a couple of visits left in the chamber, but it goes ahead and makes it official on Saturday, and goes ahead and calls it, commits to the Tigers. This is Auburn's fifth offensive line commitment in June. What is life? You have a full offensive line of highly regarded, highly ranked players all locked in the month of June. Now, it doesn't mean you can't keep recruiting them. You can't hang on to them because kids flip nowadays with the changing of the wind. But as of now, Auburn's got five offensive line commits, three guys that could play offensive tackle, some interior guys, and then you're still looking to make a shot at, you know, at least one more, if not two more, if you can get another big guy in the boat. It's great. It's great, man. If this is how you're supposed to recruit, you're supposed to recruit the trenches. You're supposed to be able to, you know, you can't always go out and get all the five stars, but you can evaluate. You can really dive in. You can use your player personnel staff, like your Will Redmonds and all those, that everybody up under him, and locate targets, single them out, and then get them in the boat. And that's what Auburn's doing. Check, 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 check. You get your whole offensive line, all five positions could be represented here in what you have, and you're not done yet. I love this kid. The most common theme, it seems, when you read about Broderick Scholl is athleticism. He is big. I mean, you're talking 6'6", 280, but size is something, and strength is something he's going to obviously have to get into a college weight program. He's probably not going to be a year one player, but easily could be a year two and a half type player. Barnes, you know, if someone were to get injured in year two, he probably could midway through the season be able to step his way in and take over. The athleticism part of it is something that you can't teach. That's something that, you know, you can be as big as you want to be. You can be as big as whatever. If you're not athletic, especially at offensive tackle in today's game, if you're not able to have, you know, athletic footwork, if you're not able to run, if you're not able to pull, if you're not able to drop back with the freak athletes that are rushing the passer these days, if you don't have athleticism, it doesn't matter how big you are. And Broderick Schull is that's the most common theme. Every time you hear from camps, every time you hear any types of breakdowns, any types of, you know, analysis on this kid and what he is. A lot of times at these combines, he puts up like NFL level shuttle runs and drills and things like that, NFL type numbers for offensive tackles. He does have a little bit of growing to do, but again, you cannot teach athleticism. Athleticism is something that you got or you don't have. And if you have it and you have good size, you know, he can ease the weight part. That's the easiest part. Strength, that's the easiest part. If you're just willing to do it, that's the easy part, is getting up to SEC level strength, punch, things of that nature. That's the easy part. But the one of the reasons I feel very confident that he is going to be a person that that is willing to do that type of work, willing to come in and hit the weights hard and get bigger and understand I got to get up to, you know, at least, you know, in the 300 pound range, and I can still be able to move really well for my size. The reason I know that, for two reasons. Number one, bloodline. His uncle played on the 2003 Kansas State Big 12 championship team. I think that was maybe the Darren Sproles team. That was a fun NCAA football team to play with, by the way. And number two, I love it when guys think outside of the box for training. When it's not just simply, I'm going to go to camps, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Guys that think about, okay, at tackle, I got to have really good footwork. I got to be able to have that punch. I got to be able to have good hands, good hand eye. So what's something outside of the box that I can do that can help me strengthen those? And what Broderick Schull does is he is a big boxing guy. He works out in a boxing gym, really works on his hand speed, footwork, things of that nature. That's the kind of thing, you used to hear these NFL guys would take ballet classes so they could be a little bit more light on their feet, be able to move a little bit better. I love hearing out of the box ways that guys look at different things to be able to get better. And what better way for an offensive tackle? You got to have good feet because you see offensive tackles that don't have good feet get crossed up all the time. And then you got a quarterback in the emergency room. You got to have good feet and you got to be able to get your hands out there. You got to be able to get your hands on people and boxing. What a great idea. What a great idea to train to be able to develop those two skills. And then once you feel really good with those and now you're just doing your football workouts, it makes those a whole lot easier. Makes that, I guess, that adjustment, especially when you increase the speed, when you get to college and the speed really ramps up, you can be ready for it because you're already training to get faster and faster. I really, really like that aspect of it. Some of the player comparisons, and you know, this ought to get you excited. On3's player comparison for him, and On3 is not the Auburn. It's not the Auburn people that's doing these player comparisons. So, but the player comparison is Braden Smith, another Midwest. These guys seem like they just grow out of out of the side of a mountain or something like that. Even though there are no mountains out there. It's like carbon copies of each other. Braden Smith, same kind of size. And that was one of the things that Braden Smith, they always talked about was athleticism. And that's his player comparison. How great would it be if you had another Braden Smith in this offensive line room? I tell you what, you don't even have to be full Braden Smith. You just give me 75, 80% of Braden Smith, I'm extremely ecstatic. I mean, you're talking about a dominant college offensive lineman and then in turn one of the better NFL offensive linemen in the league. And he sort of already cut in the same cloth, cut out of the same mold as Braden Smith. So big time, man, I'm just telling you how most people don't understand. You know, I'm sure other schools are sort of laugh sometimes because we get excited over smaller things. But the difference is Auburn has competed when they haven't done these things the right way. So Auburn's been able to slap together some teams that have been pretty wet, pretty good, pretty salty when they haven't done things the right way. So what happens when Auburn starts doing things the right way? What happens when Auburn starts stacking up 4, 5, 6 linemen every single year? I mean, what does that look like? And you have what you feel like is a little bit better staff with a real vision of how to build a program. What does that look like? Like how much, what is Auburn doing the right things look like? That's what gets me fired up. So in the last two classes you've signed so far, you haven't signed anybody in this class, but at least you signed and then committed. You have 4 offensive tackles, high school offensive tackles in the last two classes. And then you went a stretch where you had like 4 or 5 years without signing one, period. It's just, this is the way you recruit. This is the way you build. This is the way you're supposed to do it. And Broderick Scholl is the cherry on top of this class so far. He's the number 19 overall player. Like I said, on 3, he will be a 5-star when their rankings are fully updated. And then I think that's going to turn some heads. That's going to turn some heads as well on some of the other sites and boost that ranking. And you're beating out some traditional offensive line Midwest powerhouses. It's, you know, your Nebraskas, Texas A&M, guys that recruit really well and identify offensive linemen. And that's like the big, you know, that's the big thing that, you know, all the Missouri, all those schools out there, Kansas State, where he's a legacy. That's where, you know, they're bread and butter or those type, you know, corn fed offensive linemen. That's their bread and butter. And Auburn goes and plucks one. Fired up to see him in orange and blue and develop and see what happens with him. So that's it for a Broderick Scholl. Now this weekend, another massive recruiting weekend. We talked about all the visitors, on Friday. We talked about a lot of the visitors that were coming in, but there were a couple that sort of popped late on Friday or that just showed up. And I think maybe even some showed up Saturday that Auburn was not expecting. One was a return visit from Blake Woodby. I mean, you're talking almost back-to-back weekends. I mean, maybe 2 visits and 3 weekends. And he brings his father this time. Seems like, you know, that's a long trip. That's a long trip just to come if you're not super interested. And we all feel like a commitment is sort of incoming at any point in time. I doubt he makes it to the season like he said on his last visit. To come in again, it's getting very serious with Blake Woodby. Another extremely highly rated defensive back that you could add to this class. It would be your top rated. It would be your top rated commit still of this class. So that's big. But the big news, the big visitor that came in this past weekend was Nate Marshall. If you remember Nate Marshall, so Auburn, this is a kid from the Chicago area. Vontrell King Williams, also from the same area. They had that connection. And all of us, he like out of the blue announced a commitment date. And then out of the blue, not really out of the blue, but he announced the commitment date and then popped to Michigan. And you're like, man, everything was kind of trending in the Auburn direction. And then all of a sudden he's a Michigan commit. So I think they never gave up. And then all of a sudden it got super quiet for a while with this kid. And then all of a sudden it pops up. He's in Auburn this weekend for an official visit. I mean, this is the number 45 overall player in the country on the On3 industry rankings, a high 4-star. He'd be even higher rated than Blake would be should he go ahead and flip his commitment or whatever if Auburn could get this kid in the class. But he comes in, and by all accounts, Auburn absolutely knocks it out of the park. I'm telling you, this VK Dub or whatever they call him, Vontrell King Williams, this guy is going to be a star. This guy is going to be a star on the trail. And I think this is big for him because this is a statement recruitment for him, because this is a kid from his home area. I think Oak Grove, Illinois is just Oak Park, Illinois is just a little bit outside of Chicago. I'm not familiar with that area, but it could, you know, it seems to me like it's like an Alpharetta to Atlanta or a, you know, suburb, so to speak, of Chicago, to be able to. I think this is a big recruitment for VKW. I think this is one he wants to get. They put a ton of emphasis on this. He had multiple visits lined up. I think he even had an Alabama official visit this coming weekend, and there's talk that may not even happen anymore. And then Steve Wiltfong posted on On3's on Auburn board, auburnlive.com, that Auburn made a massive move, and this could be could Auburn flip? It's almost like a 50-50 now between Auburn and Michigan. And, you know, if you get into a 50-50 with what Auburn's got going versus Michigan and a coaching change and the uncertainty around that, look out. You could have a big time, add another big time defensive lineman to this class in a very short period of time. I'll be interested to see if he makes it back for Big Cat Weekend, which is shaping up. Big Cat Weekend is shaping up to possibly be the biggest one ever. And we may do a Big Cat preview before we actually even get there. We're still over a month and a half away. But, man, it just seems like every time somebody comes in for a visit, they're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be back for Big Cat Weekend. And it ain't like it's just anybody. We're talking 4 stars, 5 stars that come in for official visits. Like, yep, I'm definitely going to be back for Big Cat Weekend. So I'll be anxious to see if that name pops as somebody that could come back for Big Cat Weekend, because Nate Marshall, big, big prospect, 6'5", 265, very versatile on the defensive line. This one's personal. This one's personal for Vontrell King-Williams. He got him in on an official visit. I cannot wait to see how this thing plays out, because it seems like Auburn's putting the full court press to go ahead and try to get this kid to flip among some other guys that you're trying to flip. I mean, there, if you could legitimately name probably 6 or 7 legitimate flips that are kids that are committed elsewhere, 6 or 7 flips right now that'll probably be here for Big Cat Weekend that Auburn stands a 50% shot or better of flipping. And I think this kid is on that list. I think Nate Marshall is on that list. I'd love to have him, and I'd love to have that signature win for Vontrell King-Williams. This would be one. This would be it. Even with some of the guys you already have committed, I think Jordan Crawford's a beast. He'll be the best player in this class. I think he'll have the best career at Auburn in this class, but this will be a signature win that I would love for Vontrell King-Williams to have in his first real class. You're already seeing him put in the work. You had big returns with Antonio Coleman this past weekend. So it seems like Hugh made the right decision. Just promote from within the line. The current guys on the roster love him. And it seems like he's been able to really battle back with the two decommitments right after he was hired, or maybe right before he was hired. Antonio Coleman, Caleb Edwards, Kaylin Edwards, and those guys looking like they could possibly jump back in the class. And then you go and you make a push. You're making a push hard for Nate Marshall. For your first class, clearly we made the right decision. So great weekend. Lots of stuff to talk about throughout the week. So y'all stay tuned, and we're going to get after it this week. We're going to get after it. Tons and tons and tons of recruiting news to break down and talk about. So I really appreciate it. I hope y'all have a great start to the week. Get going. You get going listening to talking about a 5-star offensive tackle commit. Can't get any better than that. Like this video, subscribe to this channel, share it with a friend. Just pick a random number out of your phone, send them this video, and you know, let's see what happens. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5, and we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to have more recruiting news, more Auburn news in general to talk about, and I can't wait to do it. So y'all have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk again soon. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.